几个礼拜前我们在查考约翰福音有一节圣经节。
Couple of weeks ago, when we studied in the book of John, now we're going to study that chapter.
约翰第二章。
John chapter 2.
23节。
Verse 23. The book of John chapter 2, verse 23.
23节，当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他名。
24节。
耶稣却不将自己交托他的门徒，因为他们知道万人。25节。也不用谁见证人怎样，因为他知道人心里所存的。这个地方23节是在讲，好多人信了耶稣。
So starting from verse 23 on, it says that many people came to believe in the Lord Jesus.
圣经说信耶稣有三个方法。
And the Bible tells us that there are three ways that you can come to believe in the Lord.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's look at 1 John.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
论到起初原有生命之道，就是我们所听见、看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
First one, that which from the beginning, which are, have, what we, which we have heard, and we have seen with our eyes, and we have looked upon our hands.
这里讲生命之道。
So here it says that the word of life.
生命看不见，道也看不见。
You can't see life. You can't see word.
但是下面说是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼摸、亲手摸过的。
But yet it's here it says that we have heard and we have seen with our eyes and our hands have handled it.
那为什么
？How is that so？
因为第二节说生命已经显现出来。
Because in verse 2 it says that life was manifested.
就是主耶稣道成肉身。
In other words, the Lord Jesus has came into this world in flesh.
他成为人。
He has came here as man.
所以成为人，他讲话，别人就听得到。
So as a man in flesh, when he talks, people can hear.
那他做事，别人就看得到。
And whatever he did at that time, people can see.
那有的人甚至摸过耶稣。
Some people even touch Jesus.
那现在主耶稣还活着。
Now our Lord Jesus is still living.
虽然他回到天上去。
Even though he has resurrected and is in heaven,
但是教会就是他的身体。
But the body of Christ is the church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者，就是神所充满的。
Because it fills all in all, it's God that fills it.
所以主耶稣借着他的灵还活在教会里面。
And through the Spirit, our Lord Jesus is living in the church.
所以我们现在信耶稣也是三条路。
So today we come to believe in the Lord. There are three ways.
第一条路就是看见。
First is through sight.
看到主耶稣行的神迹奇事。
Through what we can see, the miracle and the work that was performed by our Lord Jesus.
耶稣看不到。
We cannot see the Lord Jesus.
但是他的能力存在教会里面。
But his power is within the church.
那他的能力显现就是神迹奇事。
And his powers manifested through all the signs and wonders.
所以在教会里面有医病赶鬼使人复活。
So you can see all the miracles that happened in the church, the dead that raised and the demon got cast out.
让我们没有办法否定神的存在。
So with all these that we see, we cannot deny the existence of God.
不然的话，为什么这个病祷告就好了
？But why is that so? When a person is sick and when we pray, He got cured.
为什么这个鬼奉耶稣的名就可以赶出去
？And why is that when the name of Lord Jesus, the devil's spirit of devil got cast out?
这个神迹其实证明有神。
So all these prove that there's God.
摸到就是个人体验。
Our hands can touch, and that's through the own personal experience.
我们跟小孩子讲电，他听不懂。
When we tell the little children electricity, perhaps he wouldn't understand.
因为他超过电，超过小孩子能了解的。
Because it's beyond their comprehensions.
但如果他的指头伸到插头触一下，他知道有电。
But then if he has ever been shocked by the electricity, then perhaps he won't understand what is electricity. But he couldn't describe what is that.
神太奧秘,
the same with God. God is so miraculous, it's very difficult to describe him. But when we pray, the Spirit of God came into our heart. Then this is when we touch God.
那种神的能力进到我们里面,
that's when the power of God comes into us.
那血肉的妇人一摸耶稣的衣裳,
and a woman who has been bleeding for years, the moment she touched the cloak of Jesus,
马上她就病好了,
she was healed immediately.
耶稣说谁摸我?
And Jesus said, who touched my
cloak? 不小心挤到你了,
and she said, I accidentally touched you.
耶稣说因为我有能力从我身上出去,
and the Lord Jesus said, because of the power that came from me.
所以有很多的慕道朋友到教会来, 他有困难, 没路可走, 跪下来祷告, 神的能力降临, 困难就解决了。
There are a lot of truth seekers who came to the church to pray, and through prayer, a lot of their problems were being solved.
太多的巧合, 就告诉我们一件事情。
There are too many coincidences, and all these coincidences tells us,
这个概率不多了, 太多的巧合合在一起就是神的作为。
So what's the probability of all these coincidence coming together, but only the work of God?
所以最近一个弟兄啊, 人请他在教会里面见证。
There was one brother that we invited to give testimony in church.
他从头到尾就讲很多的巧合。
From the beginning into the end of his testimony, he kept saying there are so many coincidences.
到最后他的结论说, 请大家想想看, 这么多的巧合是不是有一个神?
So he said at the conclusion of his testimony, with all this coincidence, is there God?
那个概率有多大?
So what is the probability of all this coincidence happening all at one time?
太小了,
it's just too small.
那个就是神的作为。
So that's the work of God.
这个就是体验。
This is experience.
那第三个就是听见。
The third is hearing.
所以当时啊, 那个法利赛人派一个人去抓耶稣。
At that time, the Pharisee, they sent one person to go capture Jesus.
那个人真的要来抓耶稣啊。
So indeed, this person will want to go and arrest Jesus.
他就坐一下,听,听,听,听, 他就回去了。
But then he sat and listened to the Lord, and he returned.
派他的人说, 诶, 耶稣在哪里?
And then the person who sent him asked him, so where is it Jesus?
那个人说, 从来没有一个人像他这样讲道过。
And the person was being sent said, I've never heard of a person who has spoken like the way he spoke.
所以他没有抓他,
so he did not capture Jesus instead.
就问是法利赛人说, 你也要去信他吗?
So then this Pharisee and scribe asked him, do you want to go believe in him?
所以我们在看耶稣在讲道,
so today, when we see that the Lord Jesus was giving sermon and was speaking,
生命在我, 复活在我,
he said to us, the life is in me, resurrection is also in me.
谁敢讲?
Who dare to say this?
但他敢讲,
only the Lord.
我就是道路,
he said that I'm the way,
我就是真理,
the truth,
我就是生命,
and the life.
谁敢讲?
Who would dare to say this?
他敢讲,
he dare.
所以, 这个道理很深啊,
so his teaching is very deep.
只有证明了他是从神来的。
This only proves that he comes from God.
所以我们信道要信耶稣啊, 三条路。
So today we come to believe the Lord Jesus, there are only three ways.
看见,听见,摸到。
That we see, we hear, we touch.
因此这个第二章23节说, 好多人看见他的神迹就信了他的名。
So in chapter 2, verse 23, it says that there are many people who came to see and hear, saw the signs that he had performed.
当然这是好事啊, 能够信耶稣这是好的。
So many people believed in his name, and of course this is very good.
但是啊, 24节就有点难了解。
But verse 24 is quite difficult to understand.
耶稣却不将自己交托他们。
He said, here it says, but Jesus did not commit himself to them.
结婚了, 其实就是互相的交托。
So when you are married, you're actually committing yourself to one another.
那信仰就是属灵上就好像
And in your life of faith, it's like a spiritual marriage.
主耶稣圣经说他就是新郎。
The Bible says that our Lord Jesus is the bridegroom.
我们就是新娘。
And that we are the bride.
那这个新郎是可以交托的，你的问题、你的生命、你的前途都可以交托他。
And this bridegroom, we can entrust all our problem, our life. And everything to him.
所以有一首赞美诗说, 主耶稣昨天、今天、明天永远一样。
And there's a hymn that says that the Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他不会改变。
He will not change.
他的慈爱不会改变。
His mercy will not change.
他的能力不会改变。
His power will not change.
他的应许不会改变。
His promise will not change.
天国不会改变。
Heaven will not change.
因为他是神啊。
Because he is God.
但是倒过来,
But on the other hand,
这个新郎啊, 就不能 Trust 啊，这不能交托这个新娘，就是我们。
This bridegroom cannot trust the bride. Which is us.
就是说他不能够把信心放在这个信他的人。
In other words, he cannot commit his belief onto those who come to believe in him.
那这个不是说神不爱我。
It doesn't mean that God doesn't love us.
如果他不爱我们，他就不会成为人来地上。
Because if he doesn't love us, then he wouldn't have come into the world in flesh to save us.
这个只是说，当我们相信他的时候，在那个情况那是好的，但是还没有办法值得神来信任。
This only tells us that it is good that we come to believe in him, but we're still not to the stage that he could completely and believe in us.
那这个怎么办呢?
Then what should we do?
就是表示我们要一直的改变。
It means that we have to constantly transform.
一直进步。
And improve.
那进步到什么程度?
And how do we, to what stage should we reach our improvement?
进步跟主耶稣一样。
We should improve to be like Jesus.
那个叫做完全像天父。
And that's when we are like Heavenly Father.
在那个情况下，主耶稣就能够 交托，就能够信任我们。
It's only when we reach the stage just like God, then he can entrust things upon us.
所以信这只是开始。
So belief is only the beginning.
要进到完全，这是我们的目标。
To be perfect, that is our goal.
那从开始到完全，这就是我们要追求的。
And from the beginning to the stage of being perfect, This is our pursuit.
那当我们在开始追求的时候，我们的信仰就有动力。
So when we start pursuing, then there is a force in our belief.
就是活泼的信仰。
This is an active faith.
好，那25节就讲很清楚。
Verse 25 tells us very clearly.
说不用谁见证，他知道人的心所存的。
And had no need of that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.
所以主耶稣不能够交托这些门徒，不是他们的外表不很热心，他外表都很热心。
So the Lord cannot entrust himself to these believers, not that they were not zealous, they are very zealous.
但是不能交托是因为他们的心还没有改变。
But he could not commit himself to all these believers because their heart has not been transformed.
那我们就来看几个例子。
So let us look at a few examples.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章
John chapter 6 verse 12
他们吃饱了耶稣对门徒把剩下零碎收起来免得有人践踏这里说主耶稣变饼给他们吃
So here it says that the Lord has changed the bread to feed the multitude
那第十节的最后一句话有5000人
So verse 10 says that in number there were 5,000
肚子饿能够吃饱这是一个很大的享受
So when a person's hungry and can be filled, that is the greatest satisfaction.
那这5000个人吃过耶稣的变的饼以后，他们都对耶稣非常的热情。
So all these 5,000 men, after when they have been filled, they were all very zealous and towards the Lord Jesus.
看14节。
Verse 14.
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说：“这真是到世间要来的先知。”
So they all said, this is truly the prophet who is to come into the world.
所以他的头脑观念上知道说这真是先知啊。
So all these men said, this is truly the prophet.
从神派来的。
Stem from God.
然后15节。
Verse 15.
耶稣知道众人要强逼他作王，就独自退到山上去。
So therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force, to be king, he departed.
而且这些人也要耶稣做他的王。
And all these people want Jesus to be their king.
你来做我们的王，我们都听从你的带领。
You can be our king, and then we'll follow your guidance, your leadership.
再进一步。
And the next step.
我们看第六章。
Chapter 6,
24,
verse 24.
众人看见耶稣跟门徒都不在那里，就上船到加百农去找耶稣。
So the man, therefore, when they saw Jesus was not there, he and his disciple got into the boat and went to Capernaum to look for him.
耶稣坐船了，他们又跑到前面去等耶稣。So
some even went as far ahead to wait for Jesus.
这个不是很热情的一群人吗？
So they were so warm towards him.
那这一群人是不是可以交托？
So these warm-hearted men, can they be trusted?
是不是真的可以信任？
Can they be committed?
这个就是一个实际的例子。
So these are the actual examples.
所以有的人信耶稣真的有得恩典。
So truly, there are a lot of people who came to believe in the Lord. They have received many blessings.
找不到工作，信了主之后，找到很好工作。
They couldn't find a job, and after being believed in the Lord, they found a job.
有困难，没地方解决，来祷告，困难得解决。
They have a lot of problems that cannot be solved. They came and they pray, and a problem was solved.
那有了这个神的恩典，就知道这个是真实。
So when they experienced all these blessings, they found that this is truly the Lord Jesus, truly God.
那到处找耶稣，有聚会他就去。
And then they will seek for Jesus everywhere. Whenever the service, they will surely go.
那我们现在问一个基本问题，这样的信徒在神看起来靠得住吗？
So we're going to ask a very fundamental problem. This kind of believer, do you think that he could be entrusted before God?
答案靠不住。
The answer is no.
这5000个人在找耶稣啊。
These 5,000 men, they were seeking for Jesus.
为什么靠不住？
How come they cannot be entrusted?
我们先看结论，再来想原因。
Let's look at a conclusion, and then we'll look for the reason.
看66节，第六章66节。
Chapter 6, verse 66.
从此他的门徒多有退去，不再跟他同行。
So from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more.
67. 耶稣就对那12个门徒说，你们也要去吗？
And Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away?
吃饼有5000人。
When they were eating, there were 5,000 men.
大家都要找耶稣。
Everybody were looking for Jesus.
要耶稣做王。
They want him to be king.
但是到最后只剩12个人。
But in the end, they only have 12 remained.
所以那 4,998人去哪里？
So what happened to that 4,998 men?
全部跑掉了。88 men.
They all left.
不是很热心吗？ 不是很热情吗？ 为什么全部跑掉呢？
So warm hearted at the time, and they all left. What happened?
那我们就发现这个12个人为什么不跑？
But then what we realized that these 12 men did not leave Jesus.
那我们就知道那 这么多人为什么会跑掉？
And then we know why the rest have left Jesus.
我们看，主耶稣问他们说：“你们也要去吗？”
And the Lord Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also want to go away?"
68节。Verse 28. 西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？”
Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
所以这12个人为什么不跑？
Why is that these 12 disciples did not leave Jesus?
你有永生之道。
Because they answered him, and they know that the Lord has the words of eternal life.
永生从你来的。
Eternity comes from you.
我们怎么能够离开你呢？
How can we leave you?
离开你，我们就没有永生了。
If we were to leave you, we will not have eternal life.
所以大家都走，我们不走。
So everybody wants to leave, but we will not want.
我们需要你。
Because we need you.
因为你有永生。
Because you have the words of eternal life.
那所有的人为什么跑？
Why is that everybody went away?
因为他不是为着永生。
Because they did not come for the sake of eternity.
他只为着吃饼得饱。
They only want to be fed and be filled at that point.
今生的短暂的肉体的恩典。
They only seek for what is transient, what is a short-lived satisfaction of the flesh.
所以我们就可以看到这个信仰有两个层面。
So we can see that this the spiritual the life of faith has two levels.
第一个层面就是神用解决我们今生一些困难来让我们对他有体验。
And the first level is God will solve our problem and then so that we can have an experience with him.
知道他有很大的能力，知道他爱我们。
And that he will allow us to know that he has power, he loves us.
使我们会相信他是神。
So that we can come to believe that he is God.
但是如果信仰只停留在这个阶段，
But if our faith is only at this stage,
有一天还是会离开耶稣。
One day we'll still leave Jesus.
有一天我不需要饼了。
One day when we come to the point where we don't need any more bread.
我生活很好，我就走了。
Our life is good, so we'll leave.
或者说有一天我需要付出很大的代价。
Or one day we have to give up a lot of price.
我就走了。
And I will just leave.
因为从其他的地方我也可以找到饼。
Because I can find bread from somewhere else.
我为什么需要付这么代价来跟从耶稣呢？
Why do I have to pay such a hefty price to follow Jesus?
所以这些人为什么走？
So why is it these people left?
耶稣说，你要吃我的肉，喝我的血。
Because the Lord Jesus says that you must take my flesh and drink my blood.
这样你们才有永生。
Then you will have eternal life.
你们的祖宗吃过玛瑙还是死。
Your ancestor has taken manna, but they still die.
但是我就是真粮。
But I am the true bread.
吃了不死。
When you take me, you will surely not die.
所以主耶稣就引导他们一个更有价值的追求。
So the Lord Jesus led them to a more worthy pursuit.
永生不是在神的恩典里面。
Eternal life is not within the blessing of God.
永生是在神里面。
Eternal life is within God.
所以我们的信仰要从追求神的恩典进到追求神。
So our life of faith, our pursuit must come from the pursuing of blessing to the pursuit of God Himself.
那这样我们就靠得住了。
So then this way we can stand firm in God.
所以保罗说，我以主耶稣为至宝。
And Apostle Paul said that I see the Lord Jesus as the most precious.
保罗不是说我以主耶稣的恩典为至宝。
But he never said that I see the blessing of the Lord as being precious.
保罗是说主耶稣本身是至宝。
He said that the Lord Jesus himself is precious.
我为着他丢弃万事。
That I
看作粪土。
I have seen everything as a rubbish for the sake of him.
保罗不是说我为着主耶稣的恩典丢弃万事。
But he did not say that for the sake of the Lord's blessing, I have seen everything as rubbish.
为着主耶稣。
This is because for the sake of the Lord Jesus himself.
为着要得着耶稣。
Because he want to gain Jesus.
不是为着要得着耶稣的恩典。
Not because he want to gain the blessing of Jesus.
所以这个两个追求是有一个不同。
So these two kind of spiritual pursuits are very different.
所以我们什么时候可以信得住？
So when is at the point when we could be entirely trusted and entrusted by God?
就是当我的信仰是为着要得着耶稣的时候，我们就信得住，靠得住。
It is at the point where our faith is purely on the pursuit of the Lord Jesus himself, then we can be entrusted.
如果我的信仰只是为着得着主耶稣的恩典，
But if our faith is only on at a level where we are just pursuing for the blessing from the Lord Jesus,
好，但是还是靠不住。
It's good, but still we cannot be rely upon.
有一天还是会离开。
One day we'll still leave Jesus.
所以为什么在教会里面我们看到受洗的人很多？
So that is why in the church we see a lot of people come to be baptized.
过了几年之后，我们就看到有一些人离开了。
But after a few years later, we see a lot of people has left.
那一些离开的人也得过圣灵，体过受神的恩典，也见证过。也流泪过。
All these people who has left, they have given testimony, received the Holy Spirit, they have teared with all the blessing that they have received.
为什么离开？
But they still left.
因为他最后的目标不是得着耶稣。
Because the ultimate goal is not to get Jesus.
如果他要得着耶稣，他就不会离开。
But if their ultimate goal is to gain Jesus, they will not leave.
如果他为着得着耶稣的恩典，他就可能离开。
But instead, if they want to just get the blessing from Jesus, they will still leave.
所以主耶稣才说，不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
And that's why it, the Lord Jesus was tells us that we should not pursue for things that will rot.
就是在今生会消失的、会朽坏的恩典来劳力。
That we should not pursue for things that will rot, in this world.
要存到永生的食物劳力。
In a material world.But rather, we should pursue for the spiritual food.
那永生的食物劳力，永生的食物是什么？
What is the eternal spiritual food?
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
The Lord says that, and I'm the bread of life.
不是他变了那个饼。
It's not that he has transformed the bread.
是他本身。
But he himself is a bread.
所以圣经说，有了子就有永生。
And that is why the Bible says that he is the eternal life.
有了子，有那个善，就有永生。
That's 有了 with the son, then there's eternal life.
没有子的就没有永生。
And without the son, then there's no eternal life.
那个子就是耶稣。
The son is eternal, is the Lord Jesus himself.
所以追求耶稣就有永生。
So when we pursue for the Lord Jesus, we will have eternal life.
这样这个信仰就靠得住了。
And this is the faith that we can be entrusted upon.
所以为什么这么多人吃过饼主而不能交托他们呢？
Why is that so? There are 5,000 who add the bread, but only the 12 can be entrusted at the end.
他是为必坏的食物，不是为着永生的食物。
Because the rest of them pursue for things that will rot, but not for eternal food that will not rot.
再看第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7 of the book of John. John chapter 7,
第四节,
verse 4.
第三节开始。
Verse 3 on, chapter 7, verse 3.
耶稣的弟兄就对他说，你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。第四节
，verse four，
啊，人要显明名声，没有在暗处行的。如果你行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。第五节
，verse five，
因为连他的弟兄说这个话是不信他。
Verse three， his brother therefore said to him， Depart from here and go into Judea， that your disciple also may see the works that you are doing. Verse 4, for no one does anything in secret, while he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world. Verse 5, for even his brother did not believe in him. The Lord Jesus performed many miracles in this world. Even his brother has seen all the miracles that he has performed. So the Passover is coming.
有很多人就要到耶路撒冷去守节。
And many people are going to Jerusalem to keep the Passover.
那他的哥哥就兄弟就跟他建议啊。
So his brother suggested to him.
嘿，你行这么多神迹。
That you have performed so many miracles.
现在祝棚节耶路撒冷这么多人。
So now during the Feast of Tabernacles, there are so many people coming to Jerusalem.
那你如果要出名哦，你应该要去。
So if you want to announce yourself openly, to be known openly,
你就可以把自己的能力显明给他们看，哇，你就大出名了。
And to be famous, you can just show your power to everybody.
这样讲有什么不对？
To the whole world, what's wrong with all these?
我们先看耶稣怎么回应。
So let's look at how the Lord replied to his brother. Verse 8.
你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去。
So here he said, You go up to this feast. I am not yet going up to this feast, for my time has not yet.
Yeah. 所以他的兄弟不听啊。
So his brother did not listen to him.
你们去吧，我不去。
You can go, but I am not going.
所以第九节。
Verse 9.
耶稣说的这个话仍住在耶加利利。
So when he had said,these things to them, he remained in Galilee.
但是到了第十节结果，但他的兄弟去了以后，他也去。
So verse 10, but when his brother had gone up, then he also went up to the feast.
不是明去，是暗去。
Not openly, but as it were in secret.
所以后来逾越节主耶稣有没有去？
So during the Passover, do you think the Lord has gone?
有去。
He did go.
那为什么他的兄弟叫他去，他不去？他的兄弟去以后，他就去。
But why is it when the brother told him to go, he refused to go. And after when his brother has gone there, then he went later. Because it tells us here very clearly in the latter half of the verse 10.
他不是明去,
for he went up to the feast, not openly, but it was in secret.
他的兄弟说,
the brother said to him that you should go and to be known openly.
但是你要,
so then you can show yourself to the world.
他去, 暗中去, 所以没有人知道。
But however, here in verse 10, he said he went secretly, so nobody knew.
这个就可以看得出来, 主耶稣在做事, 跟他的兄弟想应该做事的那个心态不一样。
So here you can tell us that when the Lord Jesus did things, he did them very differently from what his brother was thinking.
他的兄弟啊,
his brother wants to him to do things so that he could be famous and people can see.
圣经里面讲主耶稣好几次行了神迹以后,
but the Bible tells us every time when the Lord Jesus performed miracle, he will leave immediately.
不愿意人知道,
and he did not want people to know because he cannot hide himself.
因为神迹太大,
because the miracle he performed was so great that it cannot be hidden. But he did not want anyone to know.
因为主耶稣来世界主要的目的不是要显名声。
Because the purpose of the Lord Jesus coming to this world is not to boast about his name, but it's to save. So what is the significance of all these to us today? So today when we're serving the church, to serving man, one matter may have two kinds of motivation behind.
为着借着服侍来显明自己。
Well, the first motive could be for the sake of serving.
第二个动机就是服侍就是要讨神喜欢。
And the second motive is to please man.
回报神的恩典。
And to also repay repay God.
所以服侍神可能是最世俗的动机。
So when a person serves God, the motive could be both very spiritual but also very worldly.
所以主耶稣要把工作交给彼得以前先问三次一个问题。
So prior to entrusting a work, important work to Peter, he asked Peter three questions.
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
然后你喂养我的羊。
And then he said, feed my lamb.
And the last thing
he said that when you're old, you will be brought to a place where you didn't want to go and you will be bonded. So later on you could see that Peter truly loved God and served God. He loved God until he martyred for God.
这样就可以靠得住了。
And he died for God, so he is a person can be totally entrusted upon.
他的心真的是爱神。
So his heart truly loves God.
这样就靠得住了。
So when you have such a heart, then you can be entrusted upon.
如果不是爱神,
but if you do not love God,
服侍神就不会说, 服侍到为神牺牲。
So if you don't love God, then you will not serve God until to the point where you will sacrifice yourself for God.
或者说, 没有机会显名声的时候, 人就不愿意做, 因为没有人看到, 没有人知道。
Or to a point where you are not able to show or boast about yourself for the sake of your name, then you stop doing things. Because nobody knows what you did.
有人看得到, 有人能够肯定我服侍, 我就做。
But when people can see what I'm doing, then I'll do.
没有人知道, 没有人能够肯定, 我就不做。
But if nobody knows what I'm doing, then I stop doing things.
那这样的服侍是靠不住的。
So this kind of serving cannot be trusted.
重大的工作不能够交托给这样的人。
And a great matter cannot be entrusted upon this kind of person.
因为他的心,
because his heart is not right.
他的心不是为着神,
it's not for God, but for himself.
所以为什么主耶稣说他不能够交托给万人？
And that's why here the Lord said that he cannot entrust himself to the multitude.
是时候, 他后来他有交托给彼得,
and, but at the time, when the time is right, he entrusts himself to Peter.
啊, 因为彼得已经改变了,
because Peter has changed.
啊, 真的是爱神,
and he truly loved God.
好, 我们再看, 约翰12章,
let's look at John chapter 12.
啊, 约翰福音12章,
John chapter 12. Verse 4.
有一个门徒, 就是那将要卖主耶稣的犹大, 说第五节,
Verse 5.
这香膏为什么不卖30个银子周济穷人呢?
Verse 4. A wonderful disciple, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who had betrayed him, said, Verse 5. Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii? And given to the poor.
这个前面讲啊, 玛利亚把一斤极贵的香膏, 哦, 抹在耶稣的脚,
and prior to this, Mary Magdalene, she got a very expensive fragrant and smeared on the feet of Jesus.
那这个耶稣的脚, 整个房子充满着香气,
and Jesus' feet and the whole house was filled with the fragrant from that.
那它是一斤的香膏, 这是一年的工资才能够买得到。
And the price of that oil is like the price of the whole year wages.
非常贵。
It was very expensive.
那犹大看着他就说,
And so when Judah Iscariot saw that Mary took this pound of very costly oil,
这太浪费了。
And he felt that it was very wasteful.
你如果把这个, 卖掉了, 有30两银子。
If you were to sell this very expensive oil, you would have gotten 30 denarii.
用这样来救济贫人不是更好吗?
300 denarii and then given to the poor. Isn't that better use of this oil?
所以犹大听起来很有爱心啊。
So it sounds like Judas, he has a lot of love.
啊, 那请问主耶稣能不能信任犹大?
So can you tell, so my question is, do you think that the Lord Jesus can trust Judas?
一个这么有爱心的人, 看顾穷人的人,
a person who love, who has so much love, who look out for the poor.
那主耶稣来也不是要爱穷人吗?
So isn't that purpose of the Lord Jesus coming to this world to love the poor?
哦, 所以犹大应该是主耶稣要信任他的。
So Judas is a person that Jesus should trust, isn't it?
但是主耶稣没有信任犹大。
But we see that Jesus, he did not trust Judas.
为什么?
Why is that so?
第六节。
Verse 6.
因为他说这个话不是挂念穷人, 乃是因为他是贼,又带着钱囊藏取其中所存的。
This he said was not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had a money box, and he used to take what was put in it.
所以犹大说要卖三十两银子周济穷人,这是表面的。
So it was a very superficial thing that he said when he asked to sell that oil to get money to give it to the poor.
那真正的动机是什么?
What is his true motive?
这30块银子可以放在口袋里,
that,
钱袋里面。
In fact, his motive was to keep the 300 denarii in his own pocket.
然后他是管钱的, 所以他可以拿来用。
So he's the person who took charge of money, he's a treasurer and can use them.
所以他是用 挂念穷人当外表, 其实到最后是他想要用那30块银子。
So on the outward, seems like he was very charitable to care for the poor, but in fact, he wants to use the money for himself.
哦, 那香膏已经倒了, 怎么办呢? 已经倒下去, 你也不能再拿回来卖啊。
So Mary has already poured out that oil. You can't take back all those oil and sell it anymore.
但是犹大真的想要有那个30块银子。
But Judas, he still wants to have that 300 denarii.
最后就把主耶稣卖掉。
So because of that, he sold Jesus.
卖多少? 30块银子。
So he sold Jesus for 300 denarii.
所以主耶稣被那个说要挂念穷人的这一个人卖掉了30块银子。
So the Lord Jesus was betrayed by this person who claimed that he would like to give that 300 denarii to the poor.
所以犹大可以信任吗?
So can you trust Jesus? Can you trust Judas? Sorry.
他讲的话这么好听, 可以信任吗?
So he said such a beautiful word, but can he be trusted?
能不能信任啊?
He cannot be trusted.
那今天这个是什么意思？
So what does this tell us today?
我们在服侍神。
Today, when we're serving in man,
我们的内心需要改变到完全没有私心。
When we're serving God, we have to transform our heart to the point where we don't have our own self.
我所做的完完全全是为着神。
We should be selfless and do everything for the sake of God.
如果能够改变那个程度，我们就是可以信任。
If we can reach to that point, then we can be trusted.
但是只要我们有私心。
But at the very moment when we have our own selfish thought,
神就没有办法完全信任我们。
Then God cannot trust us at all.Why is it so?
因为有一天可能为着我们个人的利益，那个人的利益不一定是指着钱啊。
So one day, maybe for our own personal benefit, it may not be for the sake of money.
建立个人的影响力，建立个人的名声，建立个人的声望。
Maybe for our own benefit is to spread our own name, our own reputation, our own influence.
我们就出卖了主耶稣。
We may betray Jesus.
我就出卖的教会的信徒。
Or betray our own church brothers and sisters.
所以管钱这个本来是服侍神。
So a treasurer is actually originally is serving God.
但是这个职分到最后竟然成为他出卖耶稣的一个出发点。
However, this role that he was taking on became a role where he betrayed Jesus.
所以谁能够被主耶稣信任？
So who can be trusted by the Lord Jesus?
就是完完全全一切都是为着主耶稣，这样就可以得到主耶稣的信任。
So the person who would do everything for the sake of the Lord Jesus, and such a person can be trusted by Jesus.
我们再看一个例子。
Let's look at another example.
约翰第八章。
John chapter 8.
约翰第八章。
John chapter 8.
第四节。
Verse 4.
耶稣说对就对耶稣说夫子这个人行淫被拿来第五节。摩西在律法上吩咐这样的妇人用石头打死你说应该把他怎么办。
Verse 4, and he said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Verse 5, now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. What do you say?
这个文士法利赛人是宗教的领导者。
So the scribe and the Pharisee, they were the spiritual leader at the time.
非常公义。
They were very righteous.
你看一个妇人正在行淫他把他抓来，他一定是花很多的时间才抓得到这样的人。
So when they caught this woman caught in adultery, they must have planned such a timing to catch this woman.
你说应该把他怎么办？
So they asked the Lord Jesus, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery. What should you do?
但是这么公义的人可以信任吗？
So such a righteous person, can these people be trusted?
公义本来是好的，神也是公义。
So, being righteous is good because God is righteous.
但是很显然，主耶稣不能信任他们。
However, the Lord Jesus cannot trust them at all.
为什么？
Why is that so?
第六节。
Verse 6.
他们说这个话是要试探耶稣，得他的把柄。
Because when they said this is to test him.
所以他抓拿这个妇人来主耶稣的面前，到最后的目标是要找主耶稣的毛病。
So the point of getting this woman so that they can have something of to accuse Jesus.
所以要得告他的把柄。
So then they want to have something of which they could accuse Jesus of.
所以用公义当外表，其实要达到他本身自己的目的，要控告耶稣。
Righteousness is only an outward superficial appearance, and their purpose is only to accuse Jesus of something.
那这个问题要怎么解决？
So what, how did Jesus solve this problem?
你跟他论说这个妇人不应该打死，你就违背摩西的律法。
And he said that if now Moses is in law commanded us that you cannot that she should be stoned.
如果主耶稣说他不需要用石头打死，他就违背摩西的律法。
Because if Jesus answered, it were to say that, oh no, she could not be stoned, then Jesus would have gone against the law.
如果主耶稣说要用石头打死，他就违反了罗马的律法。
But if Jesus was said, she should be stoned, then you had gone against the law of a Rome.
啊, 主耶稣就很有智慧了。
But the Lord is very wise.
啊, 谁没有罪的先打石头。
He said that he who is without sin will be the first among to stone this woman.
一个这么公义的人呢，他也溜走了。
So the most righteous person left.
哦，所以不是公义不好。
So it doesn't mean that being righteous is not good.
是他的动机有问题。
But rather the motive behind has a problem.
哦，所以主耶稣能信任他吗？当然不能信任。
So of course the Lord Jesus cannot trust such a person.
所以有一天，当我们的公义完完全全是为着神。
So if one day our righteousness is completely for the sake of God.
哦，啊，我们就可以被信任。
Then we can be trusted.
哦，所以为什么主耶稣不将交托自己交托他的门徒
？But why is that the Lord Himself cannot trust Himself to His disciple？
因为他知道人的心。
Because He knew what is in man。
我们人的心呐、啊，不好、啊。
He knew that our heart is not good。
自我中心、啊。
That we're selfish, self-centered。
没有办法被信任。
And that's why we cannot be trusted。
那当我们改变了
，But when we are transformed，
我们的心跟主耶稣一样
，Then our heart is just like the Lord。
我们就可以被信任。
Then we can be trusted。
那这个改变的过程就是灵修啊。
So this process of transformation is a spiritual pursuit。
这就是我们的努力啊。
And cultivation, and so this is this should be our goal。
唱诗。
Sing hymns.
231.
231.